Across California, urban planners and health professionals are increasingly looking at the connections between the design of our communities and the health of the people who live there. Many neighborhoods that lack sidewalks and access to parks have dramatically different health outcomes than those that do. Correcting that problem is the focus of an event taking place on Thursday in Kern County called Community Design Matters, Building Walkable, Healthy, Livable Communities. Joining us now is Dr. Avtar Niger Sidhu, a senior health educator at the Kern County Environmental Health Division, which is helping to host the event. Dr. Avtar, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
This idea of different health outcomes tied to the design of our communities is not brand new, but can you tell us how it relates to Kern County?
Sure. In Kern County in general, just to give you its health outlook, we haven't been doing very well in the last several years, and so we're facing chronic disease. So based on 2013 county health status, right now we are seeing deaths due to diabetes. We rank 57 out of 58 counties. Deaths due to coronary heart disease, 57 out of 58 counties. Obesity rates, 2 out of 3 adults and young children, so over 60% of the population. And so we're seeing health problems being, bad health problems that could be resolved by other solutions that we see in our community.
And for the last 75 years, really, since the end of World War II, we've designed our communities around this thing that many of us love, myself included. It's called the car. But that also means that we aren't walking as much. And that's one of the things that influences our health, the design of the places that we live. You're looking at this event, which is taking place on Thursday at the Kern County Library, the Beale Memorial Library downtown, from 8:30 to noon, and talking about ways to design our communities in a way that accommodates both modes for folks who want to bicycle, walk, or drive.
Absolutely. I mean, we, from the public health stance, we're looking at health at all aspects. You know, when a store comes in your neighborhood, that's great. It's economic development. But what are the products in the store? Does that help or hinder the neighborhood there? And how a community is built, we are looking at it from the aspect of, what is going on in what it takes to build a healthy community. So we thought, from public health, let's invite the experts to this, our planners, our builders, our developers, the community residents, and really have an insightful dialogue to hear about all the great work that's been taking place in Kern County, making strides to make it a very healthful county, and all the work that's yet still to be done. And how do we come together as one big community and say, okay, this is what we need to do to build a healthy community?
Is it a challenge sometimes to break down the silos? You know, the planning department, I'm not talking about Kern County in particular, but planning departments are often very process-oriented. They want to get applications permitted and approved and out the door and keep the county's economy rolling. Public health and environmental health have a different sort of mission. And do those departments talk to each other typically? How has that conversation been?
Sure. So in Kern County, we've been working on these conversations, and we got really lucky in Kern County that some of our agencies are clumped under one umbrella agency. So under public health is environmental health, emergency medical services. And so we work really hard in opening the dialogue. But in this process, too, let me give you a really great example. If we're trying to do a corner store conversion, does that make sense? Do you know what that is when stores come in?
Yeah. And for our listeners, why don't you tell us?
Right. So a corner store conversion, local corner store in the neighborhood that may need some help makeover to bring in more access to healthy produce and less of the, let's say, beer, alcohol, cigarettes. Okay. So we work with environmental health closely because we want to know if those stores have been permitted, have they been updated, their fines. But also, anytime you make a change in a store, you have to talk to environmental health to see if those stores are up to codes and standards. At the same time, you also talk to planning department about permits, or code enforcement, about anything we need to know about code compliance. And at the same time, we also talk to Kern County Roads, because if that falls in a county area and they have an area slated that they want to put sidewalks in or it's part of their infrastructure projects, we also talk with them in this dialogue. So we've been trying to do a really good job of bringing all the partners and open up this conversation and great partners across the board, because I think the underlying mission for any county agency is serving and protecting the health of their community.
Certainly so.
And they come at it just from different venues, whether it's regulatory or whether it's outreaching through health fairs or whether it's building infrastructure. It is still the underlying tone of to protect and promote the health of a community.
We're talking with Dr. Avtar of the Kern County Environmental Health Division on Valley Edition today about the event called Community Design Matters taking place Thursday. Now, it's obviously easier to design a new community using all of these ideas that we already have and implementing this in new construction, how is it taking an existing neighborhood and making it more livable, more walkable, more friendly for our health? And are there a few things, and just we have about 2 minutes left, are there a few things that you could sort of put on your list of these are the top things we should be looking at?
Sure. Top things. I think that sidewalks are wonderful, but they're really hard on a budget, which I'm learning more about, you know. And our park directors, both city and county, have done a great job about listening to community residents when they say, can you put in a walking path? Because I can walk here in this park. And when a community takes a vested interest in a park, that means that they are watching that park, so less, gang activity or other activities can take place. And that's usually a really pride part of the community we're seeing in the parks area. When we talk to residents about corner stores, that's another one, they said, yes, we'd love to shop here if there's just more selection we could find because I don't have a car, but I could certainly come and support this store. So we're seeing local neighborhoods, if they didn't have a way to get into the bigger city of Bakersfield, what could we do, small changes, to help them improve their neighborhoods there? And we're finding that once residents come together, the ideas are really generated from them. We're just the agencies to support and see how we can put that in place for them.
Before we go, the event takes place Thursday at the Beale Memorial Library. Tell us more for people who want to attend.
Absolutely. So this is a great opportunity to hear about the conversations that can take place about health and planning. And we have a great lineup of speakers between county planners, health professionals. We have somebody for the American Lung Association. So we didn't make it one side, an elected official. What are all the pieces that go into place? What do you consider? We can say we want a healthy community, but really all the facets that go into place. And so it's an open dialogue, and we really want to open up to a lot of the agencies, absolutely, but the community to come in and to get involved in this and to hear all the different facets that go into making a healthy community.
And is there a website or a phone number that people can go to for more information?
Yes. So feel free to call either. You can call me at my desk phone at 661-862-8782.
All right. And we're looking forward to that event again Thursday from 8:30 till noon at the Beale Memorial Library in downtown Bakersfield. Community Design Matters.
And just to support the walkability, you can take the Amtrak. The Beale Library is right next door to the Amtrak, so if anybody didn't want to drive, feel free to use the Amtrak, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very convenient. We're looking forward to that. Again, Dr. Avtar, thank you so much for joining us today on Valley Edition.
You're welcome.